This is a CHY News Report. A new fast ferry resumed service between Nanaimo and Vancouver on Thursday after canceling sailings on Wednesday afternoon. According to Hello Ferries, after guests boarded the 4:30 p.m. sailing departing Nanaimo on Wednesday, the crew found a technical problem on the vessel and had to cancel the trip. The 6:30 p.m. departure from Vancouver was also canceled. Hello says crews worked through the night to fix the issue, and all sailings today are moving forward as scheduled. Hello said they helped passengers find alternative methods of travel, provided full refunds, and offered vouchers for a future sailing. One of those passengers was Bob Antonetti, a tourist from Ottawa, who found out on the dock in Vancouver that the sailing had been cancelled.
Earlier in the day, we'd gone to the Hulu office to confirm and ensure that the sailing would happen at 6:30, given the problems they had a couple days before and the day before as well. And we were rest assured, we were given guarantees, yes, it will be running, it will be running. We're at the dock for 6 o'clock, I guess. My wife said we should get down to the pier in order to get to the ship. So we walked down to the pier, the level where the ship was, or the ferry was supposed to be, and there was a representative from Hullo with a Hullo flag flying in the wind saying, "Are you going in the ferry tonight?" "Yes, we're getting down there now." "Well, it's been canceled." And I immediately thought that this is a joke. I mean, this is a really bad joke, but it's a joke.
Thursday's 10 a.m. ferry left the Nanaimo on schedule with 212 passengers. This comes after a power outage and strong winds on Monday led the company to cancel the first 2 days of sailing. The company also cut the number of sailings until September, with sailings from Nanaimo at 10 a.m. and 4:30 p.m. and departing Vancouver at noon and 6:30. The first sailing from Nanaimo on Wednesday morning had 189 passengers, roughly half the ship's capacity, crossing the strait in 90 minutes at 40 knots an hour. Vancouver Island Ferry Company co-founder Rupesh Aman took the ferry to Vancouver and back on Wednesday.
"Yeah, the fuel is great. The waves are at about 0.8 to 1 meter. We were obviously respecting the speed limitations within the harbors, but then on the straightaway doing 37 to 39 knots and very smooth."
Chloe Gummer boarded the ferry on crutches, saying it was part of the reason she chose a direct trip to downtown Vancouver to see the Noah Kahan concert.
"I see you're using crutches today. Is that part of the factor?"
"Yeah, it is, honestly. Cut out some of the time to get where I needed to go. Hopefully the trek onto the boat isn't too tough with these, but we'll find out."
Nanaimo senior Joanne Smithwick took the ferry with her grandson, who was visiting from Calgary.
"Well, I think I decided to book because I've got a grandson visiting, and we had planned a lot of other things, but when the ferry was ready to go, we thought that would be one of the adventures we would take."
UBC student Sebastian Patton said he took the passenger ferry to help reduce his carbon footprint.
"Being a student that studies at UBC, I study environment and sustainability. It's really cool to see the introduction of a new route between Vancouver and Nanaimo that's built for people rather than cars. They're not electric yet, but it's definitely a step in the right direction."
He also said that one of the attractions of the new ferry is its convenience.
"It's just a little annoying having to always drive to BC Ferries or getting a ride there. This is very convenient for me because I live in Vancouver, so it's really easy to get to once I'm on that side. It's just like one SkyTrain for me."
While it's currently a 10-minute walk to the nearest transit stop in Nanaimo, Min says there are plans to have a private shuttle service in place in the next couple of weeks, while BC Transit says they expect to extend the number 25 ferry shuttle bus to the Port Authority area in January. While the first 2 days of sailing were canceled due to high winds, Ibn says that they are going to run as often as possible, but the weather is out of their control.
"It really is up to Mother Nature, right? We expect that and anticipate that we'll be sailing when other services are running as well. So BC Ferries, Helijet, seaplanes, we should be in line with them as well. But if weather conditions are changing, then we have to do what's in the best interest of our passengers in terms of safety and reliability. We do know that it's unpredictable at times, particularly through the winter months, but we're going to do our best to be reliable, consistent in our schedule. And if there are interruptions, then let people know as early as we possibly can."
Amin says he isn't worried about the short-term loss of business that the cancellations caused.
"Right now, we're more interested in embedding in our systems, our procedures, and making sure that we've got a reliable service that we're building. We're here for the long run."
For CHY News, this is Mix Women.
This report was made with the support of the Local Journals Initiative, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, and listeners like you.